Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Heejin Kim. Stellantis is set to road test a new line of EVs powered by solid-state batteries. Heejin, what do we know about this company's plan for the new road test?
Sure. Hi. So Stellantis is now planning to test some electric vehicles, including Dodge Charger, by using so-called solid-state batteries in the real world. That means like they're going to really test these electric vehicles with these new types of battery technology on the road in the United States by 2026. So the carmaker is one of many companies that are, jumping into next-generation battery technology for electric vehicles because, you know, a lot of American drivers, they're complaining a lot about all the pains when they drive EVs, such as range anxiety and also concerns about the safety, like fires. And also they're, because EVs, basically, they cannot travel for more than 1,000 kilometers yet. And we also saw, you know, many Tesla EVs, they couldn't be charged in the winter in Chicago earlier this year. So they raised all the questions about the EV performance at the moment in the U.S.
So what's the difference? Solid-state batteries differing from what the current EVs use?
Yeah, definitely there is a huge difference because that's why the solid-state battery is called the so-called dream batteries, because right now all of the EVs running on the road that we see in the U.S. are using the very old technology. Their batteries are conventional lithium-ion batteries, which is using literally, you know, liquid that is helping cathode and anodes exchange the ion in a liquid. But solid-state battery has a solid-state electrolyte because which helps movements of those ions in solid substance. So in short, solid-state battery is known as safer and more stable compared to lithium-ion battery. So lithium-ion battery is also very sensitive to temperature, so it is easily catching fires at high temperature, or it has very poor performance during the winter.
Is Stellantis the only one testing out these solid-state batteries?
Yes, that's correct. But there are actually different types of solid-state batteries, such as, like, I talked to a Chinese battery maker, which is based in China, but they are actually developing solid-state batteries, because it's extremely difficult to develop and commercialize all solid-state batteries. So there's some, you know, analysts and researchers, they just add a slightly, just a little bit of liquid in their electrolyte just to make it faster for commercialization.
How much of a big step forward is it to use these solid-state batteries?
Well, actually, that's really a great question, because that's why everyone says it's going to be so difficult to commercialize this solid-state battery technology, because some people say it might be like 200 times of the cost for the lithium-ion battery, because solid electrolyte is so expensive. And no one knows how much it's going to cost. But when I've talked to some CEOs, they're just saying that they're really trying to reduce some cost, because basically the assembly lines for solid-state battery is very long. That means like it takes so much energy, so much cost. So the thing is, like, yeah, so no one knows, but it's going to be huge expensive, but everyone is making effort to reduce that cost.
That is Bloomberg's Heejin Kim. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.